So, as I said at the 5:30 service, it's never a good sign when a preacher begins this way, but I will. I'm going to apologize for how cheesy my example is going to be here, so I'm apologizing for how cheesy it is. That's an inauspicious sign, I'm pretty sure. At any rate, there's a message from God for you tonight. We just heard it, and I want to repeat it. It came to me when I'm reading Titus, and I'll get back to that. And this is it. Here comes the cheesy part. That's not cheesy. This is the cheesy part. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is... Let's hear what Titus said. Here's your mission. Should you choose to accept it? First of all, the backdrop is the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all peoples. Instructing, and this word instructing is the Greek word for the training program you would put your children through, hoping that they would become responsible adults contributing to society. So I like the word training better. Salvation, God's grace has appeared, bringing salvation to all people, training us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, to live sensibly, and the word is self-control, has that sense of self-control, to live with self-control, righteously and godly in the present age. This is your mission should you choose to accept it. Now, it's an impossible mission, like where the quote comes from, and I'll get to that. The thing is, I want to set before you the adventure that you're being called to, because we tend to think of Christianity and following Jesus as a boring thing and something that old people do, which if you come to an Anglican church, there's good reason why you think that way. It's actually the only adventure going. It's the only thing open to humanity that's a true adventure. Now, why do I say that? Well, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, I love the way Jenkins in his book, Invitation to Theology, when he talks about Adam and Eve and sin, when that big oops happens at the beginning of time, he says, and then the whole dull, D-U-L-L, dull, you know what that word means? Uninteresting, boring, not creative, not original. The dull litany of sin entered the world. The stuff you read about today, the stuff that you might think might be some sort of novel experiment with whatever substance or whatever person, it happened almost immediately when sin entered the world. Go back and read Genesis. There's nothing that we encounter today that wasn't already there 4,000, 6,000, 8,000 years ago, whatever. The oldest record we have of human history, if you consider Genesis history, includes this dull litany of sin, and yet you and I think we're somehow being creative when we choose to rebel against God. It's actually not very creative at all. It's rather stupid. It's not creative. It's a dull litany. The adventure is following Christ. Think of it this way. Let's suppose you succeeded the first time you tried something and then every subsequent time you did something. You could call yourself successful, but you could not call yourself adventurous. It's not an adventure for things to just happen. Adventure comes when things don't happen right, when there's problems, when you fail, when there's limitations, when there's, right? This is why it's a mission impossible, because it's exciting. It's an adventure. I have challenged people before, and if you want to get a taste of this adventure, get up tomorrow morning. Well, maybe not tomorrow. Wait till Christmas is past. And then get up in the morning and say to yourself, I'm going to say no to myself today. Wow, you feel the adrenaline already, don't you? Like, woohoo, bring it on. Like, talk about adventure, right? Go through a day saying yes to yourself. That's pretty boring. Start saying no to yourself. All of a sudden, you're going to find all sorts of interesting things happening. Mostly, you'll be fighting with yourself, but which isn't boring. A good fight with yourself, never boring, right? But it is a mission impossible, not only because our tendency is both to seek the easy way out, to do the easy thing, to avoid adventure, and self-control is not the easy thing. Living righteously, which means doing justice for your neighbor, for those you meet, is not the easy thing. Godliness, putting God first, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. These things aren't easy. It's easy to do the opposite. But that's not why it's impossible, although it is impossible. But Jesus came to fix that. What's impossible with this is that it doesn't seem this way. Think about the shepherds, okay? They're minding their business out, you know, watching their sheep by night. And an angel of the Lord appears to them, which is out of the ordinary and pretty staggering because they're frightened. Every time an angel shows up in Scripture, the angel always has to say, no, don't be afraid. So there's something significant about an angel showing up. And not only does one angel show up, there's a whole host, a whole army of angels that shows up. These shepherds are convinced that something extremely important has happened, right? Wouldn't you and I? Extremely important. An angel showed up. There must be something going on. We better go check this out. What do they find, in fact? Absolutely nothing out of the ordinary. Just a baby born to some poor people who don't even have a house, in part because they were traveling, wrapped the way a normal baby would be. This is a baby that looks and smells like any other new baby. The manger, nothing's out of the ordinary here, except that it fulfills the word of the angel. But there's nothing there to say God. There's nothing there to say, well, I can see why you send angels to tell us about this. Mary herself, who's had angel visitors herself, who has carried a baby without a normal process of getting that baby, she too, I think, would struggle a bit with how is this God at work? Look at this. I'm out in the cold with my baby. Like, what is going on here? The angels confirm what she's heard already. But Luke tells us, and I can well imagine it, and I think you could too if you thought about it. Mary's like, I have no idea how to make sense of this. She's pondering it in her own heart. She's listening. She's soaking it in. She's already said, let it be unto me, right? As you've said. That's earlier in Luke's gospel. But there's nothing there that speaks unmistakably about God at work, and that's the impossible part of this mission. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is, as Paul says to the Corinthians, to not look at the things that are seen, but to look at the things that are unseen. And every time I read that passage and have the opportunity to preach on it, I say to myself, what kind of thing is that to see the things that are unseen? That takes a trick, doesn't it? You're going to have to practice that, aren't you? Get up in the morning, say no to yourself. Next day, get up and say, I'm going to just see the things that are unseen today. Don't bother me with the things that I can see. I got to see the unseen thing. You should be getting the adventure feeling and the impossible feeling, both in one. And that's our challenge. Increasingly our challenge. But I can tell you this, if you're honest with yourself, you'll probably have to say to yourself, you know what, these stupid things I do, I know I shouldn't do, call them sin, call them whatever, they are rather boring, rather predictable, rather unpleasant results, whether that's a hangover, whether that's a broken relationship, whether that's another barb or wound in someone else's life or another scar in your own. Why would I invest in that? Why would I sign up for that? God tonight has reminded you that there's salvation and grace available. And he said, Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to join the adventure, join the revolution, and follow Christ.